Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Winston Papstein filling in for Fred Nelson with today's KINS Community Comment. There are many exciting events that go on in Humboldt County, including the annual Road Coast Jazz Festival, the yearly holiday events in Old Town Eureka and on the plaza in Arcata, and there are countless others. But one that always fascinated me as a kid were the monthly Arts Alive showings in Humboldt County. On the first Saturday of the month, or second Friday of the month in Arcata, visual and performance artists would gather and show the city, plus their friends and family, what they were capable of creating. Although the sounds of music were nice to hear, as a visual person I would always lean more towards the paintings and drawings displayed in the storefront windows. I was always captivated and amazed when I would go by and see what members of our community are able to create with just a pencil, paintbrush, or whatever medium of choice the artist decided to use. As an artist for as long as I can remember, I always thought it'd be cool to be showcased in one, but I was also a nervous and shy individual who would always back away from the thought of outside people critiquing my work. Also, I was anxious that it would not meet the passing mark and people would metaphorically tear them apart and ridicule each piece to no end. As time went on, my mind went towards other things, but the thought of being part of Arts Alive someday was always lingering in the back of my mind. When I graduated from an art school in the Bay Area in 2012, my self-confidence had grown exponentially, and when I moved back up to Humboldt County in 2015, I resolved to try and be a part of one by my 10-year high school reunion. As I worked on my craft, I would go down to Old Town every month, past the venues that participated in Arts Alive, and wonder which place I would like to approach with showcasing my art. After much searching, I found a venue that appealed to me, but I still faced the artist's greatest critic. Myself. Your art is still nowhere close to being presented there. You will embarrass yourself in front of everyone. Friends and family would say I was ready, but I still needed to cross that last hurdle and convince myself that I was ready. Then one day I decided to bite the bullet and went in and asked the store manager if I could sign up for Arts Alive. To my relief and unexpected surprise, he said sure and pulled out a sign-up sheet. Just like that, I was in. No long filtering process of elimination, no arduous test, nothing. And also, I reached my goal of being part of one before my 10-year reunion in the middle of June. Since I chose the month of June before I knew of it, I really made it under the wire. Arts Alive is one of those events that are always a treat to go down and see what members of your community are capable of, and I'm glad that I can be a part of it. Feel free to swing by Ellis Arts in June to see my artwork. Otherwise, you can hear me on the radio weekdays and on Saturdays for The Shopping Show. This has been Winston Papstein for today's KINS Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.